All right, y'all, today I have an episode for you that I'm super excited to share with you because I'm going to be talking about, do you need more than one form of long-form content? And if you do, how in the heck do you do it without going crazy or spending your whole life creating content? This is something that obviously I believe in because I have a podcast and a blog and I blog for clients, but I want to talk about the nitty-gritty and the why and the how. So bust out that pen and paper, y'all, and we're going to jump right on in and get right to the rat killing. Hey there, fellow entrepreneur. Welcome to Simple SEO and Marketing with me, Faith Hannon. Do you want to grow your business with organic marketing and finally feel like you can understand SEO? Are you scouring the internet for how to get more website traffic, SEO for dummies, and how to market on Pinterest? Have you tried to grow your business with SEO and blogging only to get frustrated and quit because it's overwhelming and too time consuming? Been there. Hey, I'm Faith Hannon, Jesus lover, copywriter, blogger, wife, wrangler of tiny humans, and barrel racer. And let me tell you, I didn't have time to waste sorting through SEO and keyword strategies that either didn't work or were so over my head I couldn't understand them. I honestly thought that SEO and blogging only worked for people with a PhD in tech jargon and a whole team of employees. Until I learned these secrets. Good SEO strategies don't have to be complicated, and creating and marketing great content doesn't have to take more than a couple hours a week total. So pop in those earbuds, slam some coffee, and let's grow your business with simple organic marketing and a healthy dose of biblical encouragement along the way. So I saw a meme a while back that basically said, sometimes I don't think I have an accent. And then I hear myself talk and I realize I sound like cornbread. Yeah, that's me. That's me. I say things like get to the rat killing and I'm like, oh, maybe not everybody has watched all of the John Wayne movies, Faith, but it's fine. Y'all know what I mean. But today I want to talk about long form content, and this is going to be real straightforward. I'm going to tell you what works, what doesn't work, all the things. So what is long form content? In case you are curious, in case you don't know, long form content is essentially anything that lives on in the interwebs that's not social media. Okay. So think about a blog, a podcast, or YouTube videos. You could, if you really wanted to, maybe even consider email long form content because it's longer in form. But basically, when we're talking about long form content, we're thinking not social media marketing. Okay. Okay. Now, why do you need long form content? In case y'all are new around here, I am not a fan of building my business on ground that somebody else owns, aka social media. God bless Mark Zuckerberg, but I don't want to build my business entirely on social media in case, wait, one day it crashes or the algorithm completely flips on its head, right? I want to build my business and host my content on a platform that I own, aka my website, okay? Now, there are some other awesome reasons why you need long-form content, including long-form content is more searchable, okay? People who are going to a search engine to search for solutions or search for products, their long-form content is what's coming up at the top of the search engine results pages. And what makes that even more significant to your business is that the people searching for answers and solutions and to purchase products are using Google or other search engines to do that. As a general rule, and statistics are showing this, they're not using Instagram or Facebook or TikTok to buy products, right? And think about if you're like, man, I don't know, think about how you use different platforms, right? Like we go to Facebook or Instagram or TikTok to connect with people and find entertainment, okay? We go to Google or DuckDuckGo or Bing or whatever search engine you like. We go to search engines and we go to YouTube and we go to podcasts to learn and potentially make purchases, right? And your long form content, it lives on forever, long after social media posts are done. I have blogs that I wrote maybe 6 years ago now that are still bringing me traffic. Now, God bless me, they're not things that I'm still doing in my business necessarily, but they're still bringing traffic to my website because that long form content lives on forever, okay? And the other factor here to consider in why you need long form content is long form content establishes you as more of an authority in the area. It takes, simply put, it takes more work and more effort to get a website created, to get a podcast started, than it does to go create a social media account and start posting, right? Like, there's a reason that people look for experts on websites for most things, right? Like, obviously, if you're looking for a social media marketer, you're going to look on social media, but as a general rule of thumb, okay? Now, the next question I want to talk about real quick is that my main point today is, do you need more than one form of long form content for your business? Now, to be honest, I used to say probably not. I did. I used to think probably not. I used to think that a blog alone was good enough, or a podcast alone was good enough, or a YouTube channel alone was good enough. And the more and more I've learned in business, the more I'm like, maybe not. And this is why. Because everything is still operated to a degree by an algorithm, which an algorithm, y'all, is just math. An algorithm is simply just math. You have different outputs, different inputs and different outputs, and that's the algorithm spits those things out, okay? But one of the many reasons why I prefer building on a search-based algorithm is Google tells you what they want you to do. Instead of just having to guess at what's going to make Instagram happy, like, you can literally go search what makes Google happy, okay? And again, when you are building on a search-based algorithm, you're answering questions typed in by people who are prepared to buy, okay? And in my experience, the podcast algorithm and the Google algorithm are much more friendly to users and work way better for long-term results, okay? But here's the thing. Why do you need more than one form of long-form content? Well, because things change. You know, there's that old saying that the only thing constant is change. And this past fall, podcast, specifically Apple Podcasts algorithm, changed. And what they did essentially was they took when people were subscribed to a podcast and they maybe went like a few months without listening to that podcast and then would go and binge listen to a bunch of stuff, the podcast episodes in between the last listen and a podcast binge a few months later, those podcasts stopped downloading when Apple changed how they were doing things, which essentially messed up everybody's download metrics because those podcasts weren't automatically downloading. Now, on one hand, this was actually really good because it gives podcasters a more realistic look at how many people are downloading their content. But for people whose entire business was based on download numbers because they're selling ads for their podcast, that really messed them up. Now, in the long run, I think this is a good change because it gives podcasters a more realistic view of how many people are downloading their podcast, and it gives advertisers a more realistic view of how many people are hearing their advertisements. But the problem here is that if your entire business and all of your content was built on one platform, in this case, podcasting, and you saw your numbers start to tank, you're like, oh, snap. I'm up a creek without a paddle, okay? And then on the flip side, with the Google helpful content update that rolled out last fall and then the big change in March, which I wrote about or talked about in a podcast and a blog a few episodes back, a bunch of people saw issues with their blog showing up in search engine results and with their website traffic and all of that. We did not, and none of my clients did, and none of the students and clients whose Google Analytics I still have access to, none of them had issues, okay? So make sure if you have not listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. It's episode number 166. But my point here is if you have all your eggs in one basket and then that basket changes how it works, it's not good. But if you got eggs in more than one basket and one of the baskets changes, you can pivot and you can adjust accordingly without seeing your leads just tank, okay? And the point could be argued that, well, then Faith, you just need to be in all the places and you need to be on all the social media platforms and you need to be on YouTube and podcast and blogs and blah, blah, blah. And you could do that. You could, but I don't have time or the bandwidth or the resources to do that and do it well. And my philosophy is that I would rather do something well and gain some traction there instead of trying to do all of the things and doing them kind of halfway decent and not actually making any progress. And I think that there's a lot to that philosophy, and it's gotten me a lot further than trying to be in all of the places at all at the same time. So you ask, how in the heck am I supposed to create two forms of long form content without going crazy? Okay, so I'm going to break it down for you in four simple tips here to create two forms of long form content consistently, which I think once a week is plenty for most businesses. If you can do twice a week, great. But here's what I want you to think about when creating two forms of long form content consistently. One, don't be afraid to repurpose. Don't be afraid to repurpose. Now, this does not mean that you copy and paste and do the exact same thing on both platforms. Please, for the love of all things holy, do not post a transcript of your podcast or YouTube video on your website and call it a blog. Nobody wants to read a transcript of something unless they absolutely have to. Posting a transcript of something is not serving your audience. And what do we do first with our content? We serve, okay? But don't be afraid to repurpose the point of your content, okay? And I'm gonna walk you through a little bit more about how to do that later on. But I want you to think about what serves your audience best in different situations. So right now in my life, I have 3 small children, right? One of whom is nursing, okay? I cannot sit and listen to podcasts very often. I can't watch YouTube videos very often because when I have a minute, whatever content I'm consuming has to be quiet so I don't disturb my baby while he's nursing, okay? So for me right now in this season, blogs are much easier for me to consume. Now, different seasons, podcasts or YouTube videos are easier to consume. Now, you may have a very specific ideal client avatar and you're like, she's not a mom, whatever, that's fine. But there's still different situations when somebody needs to be quietly consuming content versus listening to something or watching something while they're doing something else. So as you're coming up with your repurposing strategy, I want you to think about what's going to serve your audience best in different situations, okay? And don't be afraid to repurpose. Don't be afraid to repurpose because you're going to help different people on different platforms differently, and that's okay. And here's the real kicker, tip number 3, I would call it. When you outline your content really, really well, you can train somebody to repurpose it. Okay, now if you are somebody who you just hit play and you start spitballing, well, you're gonna have to train somebody to outline a little better. But when you outline your content, it's not hard to repurpose that content into a blog. It's really not. And this is something that I have outlined for you and show you how to do step by step inside of my course, The Organic Marketing Framework, which is very easy to get started with, payment plans as low as $147 a month. And I lay out how to repurpose a podcast or a YouTube video into a blog that is not only just sitting on your website, but actually going to get you traffic and rank in the search engine results. Now, I know some people have tried to make the argument that AI can repurpose things for you. And I will be honest, I did try a software, an AI repurposing software that you just uploaded your audio file to, and it was supposed to just spit out a blog. And I am sad to report that I was very, very, very disappointed in the software. So as far as advice from your pal Faith over here, I still think that for the most part, you can't use AI to do it and still wind up with a quality blog. Now, there may be things out there that I'm unaware of, but at the end of the day, your content cannot be completely created by AI. So the next question that bears discussion is if you should hire out your content repurposing, and if you do, what should you look for? Well, if you're at capacity or you just have no desire to learn how to repurpose your content, then yes, hire it out, right? If you have the bandwidth, hire it out. But what should you look for? Well, personally, I would, if this wasn't something we did, I would want an ongoing contractor. I would want somebody that I could train to write blogs the right way, or train to repurpose things the right way into a blog that I knew was going to be with me for the long haul. I would not want a one-off contractor for this, just because you learn somebody's voice, you learn how they talk, you learn how you learn their content and how to link back to their content, you learn what products go where, and you want somebody that's going to be on your team and have your back to truly take that off your plate. Now, fun fact, this is something that my team and I are now offering. We are now offering podcast repurposing. We will take your podcast or your YouTube video and repurpose it into an SEO-friendly blog. Now, what does that look like? Well, we'll sit down and we'll chat about your SEO strategy. We will work on at least a 3-month contract so that, you know, we're going to have time to see some traction and really start putting SEO and SEO blogs to work for you. But we're going to actually get to know you and get to know your voice. We're going to look at your Google Analytics. We're going to see, okay, there's a hole here. Let's fix that. Or we're going to see, okay, titles like this do better for their audience. We're going to actually be on your team behind the scenes, taking the podcast or YouTube repurposing off of your plate, so that you don't have to even think about it. If you are somebody that you're like, yes, Faith, this is for me, I need you to take my podcast or my YouTube content and repurpose it into an SEO-friendly blog, click the link in the show notes and we'll have a chat about whether that's a good fit for you or not. And if you're somebody that's like, Faith, I just need to know how to do this, teach me the ways of your people, then I want you to go grab the organic marketing framework and go through that training on how to repurpose your podcast for a blog. If you have a VA or you have somebody on your team, you can put them through that training as well. That's okay. And if you're like, Faith, I have exactly $0, then what I want you to do is I want you to at least go grab my content repurposing guide. And what you can do is you can learn how to break down your long form content into social media content until you are ready to learn how to repurpose your long form content into another form of long form content. So reach out if you're ready for my team and I to repurpose your podcast or YouTube content into an SEO friendly blog, or go grab the OMF and start doing it yourself. I'm just excited to help y'all with this, and I'm really excited to hear more and more and more results from repurposing content, long form content, and working smarter, not harder. All right, y'all, that's all I have for you today. We'll chat with you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully this episode gave you some really tangible tips for better SEO and marketing to get more leads and more sales from your website. If it did, can I ask you a quick favor? Would you please share this episode with a friend and then just take 10 seconds and go leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? That is the very best way to help more Jesus-loving entrepreneurs scale their businesses so that they can help more people with their gifts and make an even bigger impact for the kingdom of God. And guess what? We now have a Facebook community where we can learn, hang out, and laugh. Go join the Facebook group now. It's linked in the show notes. And all the other things, courses, coaching, and copywriting can be found at my website, faithhannon.com. Until next time, God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.